Alright, today is March 1st, 2004. This is Chad Blackwater interviewing his mother, Ruth Blackwater, on the Vietnam conflict. Alright, first question. How old are you now?
I'm 50 years old. I turned 50 February 17th.
Question number two. How old were you during the Vietnam conflict?
I was approximately, at the beginning, I was about 15 years old, and it lasted through 20, 23 years old.
Did you have a boyfriend, or were you married with a person during this period?
Both. In high school, I dated your father, Rod, and then I married Rod in 1972.
How many family members were in your household during the war?
There were eight family members. That included my mother and father and brothers and sisters.
Did you have a job, or were you attending school during this period?
I was in high school, and then I was newlywed, and then also a young mother.
Describe your first memory of the Vietnam conflict.
I think some of my first memories were when I was in high school. The one thing that I do remember being dating your dad, he being a year older than I, the one thing that we all knew that if they did not, once they graduated, and they did not go to school and maintain, go on to college, and maintain a high grade level, they were automatically put in the draft, and that was always a constant fear that they would be chosen to go to the draft.
How was school or everyday life during this period?
It was good. It didn't change a lot in our high school other than the fact that we knew that the older members that graduated ahead of us, lot. In my instance, I had two older brothers. Both of them went on to college, but the one brother that did fight in the Vietnam conflict was in college, and being his first year, very foolhardily went out with some of his buddies, and they were caught shoplifting cassette tapes, or 8-track tapes, I should say. And at that point in time, we were not one of the richest families in the county, which it did make a big difference as to keeping the children out of the Vietnam War. Rather than my brother getting in any trouble with the law from them stealing those 8-track tapes, my dad and mom encouraged my older brother to go into the service. And like I said, my folks encouraged my older brother to go to join the Marines, which they felt was a very strong organization. My dad, being a veteran from the Korean War, had a very good outlook as being in the military, which changed after finding out how things were going on in Vietnam. My brother did re-enlist, I believe it would be 3 times. What little bit he did tell us about when he would come home, that he felt his job was a very important job. He was a mechanic for the helicopters that did such an important, that played such an important role in the Vietnam War, and felt that he had a strong loyalty to his country and to his fellow Marines.
Describe a or a couple memorable moments.
I remember when my brother would come home when he would re-enlist, that his easygoing, his motions. When he left, he was just barely out of high school, or had been high school, college, very upbeat, very excited about life. And when he came home, you could see that he had seen things and done things that he regretted. When my brother went to Vietnam, I was in high school and everything was fun and carefree and no worries. The most important thing that I could think of at the moment was where my date was going to be the next week, you know, with your dad. But it did make us all grow up after we started watching what was happening on TV. We used to see, we would see the atrocities and we would know that we had a direct link involved, never knowing where my brother was very hard on my parents. We did receive letters, but they sounded different from the person that left. You could see that things were not going well, and they didn't feel like that the United States people were backing what they were doing, and they felt they were fighting an unbeatable foe over there, and the Vietnam had such strange family values that to leave the United States with the idea that you would never harm someone younger or children had absolutely, you know, the only thing they were worried about is watching cartoons in the United States where the children in Vietnam were carrying bombs and killing soldiers, and that type of stuff was very hard for my older brother to understand. And I think that happened to a lot of boys that went over there thinking they were going to go over there and be soldiers and fight men and save their country, and they went over and they never had an actual battle. They never knew exactly what they were going to do or exactly who their enemies were.
With your link in the actual war, do you believe that the media accurately portrayed it back in the United States?
It was on the news every night, and it was hard to get involved because it was such a different world. It was easy to being so far away from it until it actually touched your family or one of your neighbor's families where you would hear of a death. It was hard to believe that there was such a country that had that values of people that you know, were, I think that was the main thing that was hard to believe, was of how they treated our young men over there. These were just kids right out of high school. They had no idea what they were getting into, and the media did portray that some. If you watched certain news stations, but we wanted to believe that it was a just war, because our young men, brothers, sisters were fighting over there. So we wanted to believe that it was like any other war.
Is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you would like to contribute to my paper?
I think the main thing, how it affected my little family in Southwest Colorado, or Eastern Colorado, was that my dad was under the impression that this war was going to be like every other war. There would be honor. He would be serving his country, and the people in the United States would be there for these soldiers. And that's the one thing that I would think twice about ever encouraging my sons to go to war, because without the honor, when they came home, it changed the way they felt about themselves, it changed the way they felt about their country. They were some of the most patriotic young men that you could have ever met, but they felt like they had been let down because they were there to do a job, but they weren't able to do a job. And if they came home, which my brother did not, that didn't mean that they were home safe, because a lot of them came home with terrible drug problems, terrible alcohol problems. They couldn't get their minds to forget of some of the things that they had to experience. And I think that's one of the things that I will always remember, is that we need to, if anyone that we know goes to war, to know that they're not always able to decide. It's left up to politicians, and they're not always the best judge of what needs to be done in a country. So that's why I'm very leery nowadays when the United States goes into so-called conflicts. They don't always know what they're getting themselves into. It's the young men in our country that ultimately pay the price.